Well, I'm at the Heroes of the Mobile Screen Conference at the National Film, the British Film Institute on the South Bank in London. And the great talking point this morning was that more than one person said that they saw teenagers everywhere with BlackBerries. I've got with me Mike Kirkup of RIM. Is this true, or is it an urban myth you'd like to have
No. We're very happy with the segmentation within the target market that we have today, and I think it really proves out that we're continuing to see enhanced penetration into the consumer market on BlackBerry devices.
Why are they using the BlackBerry then?
Primarily for messaging. That tends to be outside of our core kind of enterprise segment. A lot of the consumer people will pick up a BlackBerry for its productivity, its messaging, and its ability to connect to the systems they already know and love. And then there's tons of consumer applications that they're using.
Sounds
as well.
Like you didn't plan this. Teenagers just started using it, did they?
Well, we planned the fact that we were moving into the consumer segment, which aspects of that segment we're going to use it. We're obviously going to be dictated by the value they saw in the product.
And it's because IM is just between BlackBerry users. So if someone has a friend who wants to get on, they've got to buy a BlackBerry unit.
Well, there's multiple different types of instant messaging today, right? So BlackBerry Messenger is device-to-device today, so you do need a BlackBerry to use BlackBerry Messenger. But we also have lots of other types of instant messaging on the platform today, whether that's Windows Live Messenger or AOL or Yahoo or whatever, Gtalk.
And you can send videos and other things as well, can you?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Especially the latest version of Messenger has actually been enhanced so that you can actually build up groups of people as well. So just seeing a huge amount of interest in building up groups and extending your collaboration with other people in your social graph.
Amazing bit of viral marketing when they've got to buy a bit of hardware, not just like a ringtone or something, share of ringtone. They've actually got to buy a BlackBerry in order to participate.
Yeah, it's creating fantastic intent to purchase, which is wonderful for us.
But how widespread is it?
In terms of use of Messenger today?
For among teenagers. Give us a figure.
Oh, I don't have a figure off the top of my head, unfortunately.
Okay, well, you're mainly known for your enterprise software. You're not very famous for apps. Do you have any apps?
Yeah, we have lots of apps. We've got an App World catalog today that's nearing 4,000 applications and is about to launch BlackBerry Themes very shortly. We're also really excited about the continued build-out of enterprise applications as well. So just a huge kind of growth across the whole spectrum of applications today.
So they're enterprise apps that are presumably much more profitable than consumer ones.
Well, it's the balance between the models today. An enterprise application typically has to go through a longer sales cycle than a consumer application, and so it's a longer sales cycle for a bigger deal.
You're right. Give me an example of some consumer apps that you think might do well.
Yeah, we're really excited about 7 Digital. It was one of the applications that actually won our developer challenge at our developer conference this year.
What's that do?
So it's a music store today on BlackBerry, so DRM-free, MP3, and AAC.
Similar to what?
Similar, I guess, to other kind of music stores out there. iTunes is probably one that most people know today. So again, a huge catalog of music that people can buy and download and use on any device, not just on their mobile BlackBerry device.
That's a London one, isn't it? London based.
Yeah, they're based right here in London and having huge success globally with their product.
Gosh, interesting. Give me another consumer app.
Another consumer app. There's all the standard ones. Wall Street Journal. We've got. A huge kind of build out across. So Vigo is another great example on BlackBerry, so that's a newsreader application on BlackBerry, does very well. You've got Bloomberg, you've got Shazam, you've got a variety of different kind of services across the whole scope of BlackBerry applications
right.
today.
I do find it difficult to sort of get to the apps quickly. You've got to have several clicks, whereas on my iPod Touch, it's straight there.
Well, we give people the ability to actually customize where they want to put the application. So in my case, I can show you on my device, I've actually customized the third-party applications that I use every day, and they actually take up prime real estate on the very front page on my device. So we give you actually the ability as a developer or a consumer to fully kind of do that yourself.
All right, and finally, in the enterprise market for which you're famous, you've got a lot of competition now from Apple and from Google. How's it going?
We're doing very, very well in the enterprise market today. We still have a lion's share of the enterprise market share today, and we're continuing to build that out with new services and new capabilities. And we think that the huge expansion in depth of applications are going to be able to drive more BlackBerry devices and more Bez into enterprises today.
That's great. Well, Mike Kirkup, thank you very much indeed.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Excellent.
So here's what I mean. So these are third-party applications. So you can actually
they're right on.
You just move them around. So you just you oh sorry.
No, that
you
isn't all.
Click it and move, and then you can move it to wherever
that's
you want.
That's not a touch. How you on your touch? You've got a touch screen now.
Yeah, we do.
That makes it easier, presumably.
It's just as easy here, right? So I move it and I just move it around.
Yeah. I see.